Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so bring that beat in.
Attention, no pain, yeah. Don't mind if I'm taking. You just want that bacon. You just want that cheddar, baby. I know what you're making. You know what I'm saying. Gotta keep my mind on my own. Everyone a dog to a bone. A lot of people better off alone. But yes, you need a queen for your throne. But I got my mind on my paper. Put some herb up in it, think I'm blazer. When I talk to Josh, when I raise up, thank you all and thank y'all for your prayers.
Money ain't everything, girl. They only made it just to rule the world. I'm just trying to take you to a new life. Introducing knowledge to this new life.
This and that. Why you always wondering about this and that? Women always stumbling like this and that. Why can't I take it there? Can I pay for that?
Focus your attention on pain, yeah. Don't mind if I'm taking. You just want that bacon. You just want that cheddar, baby. I know what you're making. You know what I'm saying.
But it's that rewind. You told me that he lying. You know I read them signs. You know I feed my mind. You know I need my time. Can't waste it on no dime. More music on the push. You see me on the grind. I don't go near no kush. That diesel keep me fine. I treat that like some bush. No Reggie, that's not mine. Sorry. In a party, don't expect to smoke up just cause I'm a Marley. And when I'm wavy, I be feeling crazy. I know that people hate me, but it's different with they ladies. And when I'm wavy, I be feeling crazy. I know that people hate me, but it's different with they ladies. This and that, why you always wondering about this and that? Women always stumbling like this and that. Why can't I take it there? Can I pay for that?
Focus your attention on pain, yeah. Don't mind if I'm taking. You just want that bacon. You just want that cheddar, baby. I know what you're making. You know what I'm saying.
Yo, what up?
It's the light skin boy promo.
Sense, you know, it's your boy, man, Knockerville, Big Poppy Ortiz. You know, we're in the building tonight.
Yeah, Simba couldn't join us tonight. But the show still must go on.
You heard.
You already know. So it's Keep It 100. Powered by A56 Entertainment. Coming from straight out of Camden.
Fuck.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. Hey, yo, man.
And we got some bomb-ass topics for you guys today. But that was just my man Zion called This and That and This and That. What you like about it? I like that song, bro. We
this
played it last
and
week.
And
I thought it was very...
Man.
Fun as hell. Like, I like that song. The first song that he sent us was, I really didn't like it too much. It sounded like he was just trying to sound like everybody
that's
else.
Right, yeah.
But right here,
yeah.
Tell me his personality. And that's why I fuck with it, man. We're going to keep hitting him up. Tomlin sent us that music. You know, we're going to keep supporting him. Lauryn Hill's son, by the way. You know, we're going to keep supporting that music and doing what we do. You already know, though, man.
Yeah, man. Happy Sunday to everybody. Hopefully everybody having a good weekend.
The 4th of July, right?
July. I know y'all be July.
4th of what? July.
Y'all be July. Y'all July out here, so I know the 4th of July, y'all niggas is turned up. Man.
Yeah, man. We got, anybody don't know, we reconstructed our website, so if anybody need to go on our website, please go on www.856ent.com. We have a lot of components on our website now that we have, such as, you know, we support everybody's mixtape. So if you have a mixtape out, please definitely, you know what I mean, send that to us, me or not, and we'll put it on the website. Also, music videos, porn videos. We might even put some porn in there. Fucking me,
man.
But Vine videos, any type of video you have that's funny, that's promoting something, please send it to us. Me or not, we'll definitely put your videos on there. It's called 856 TV. Usually we'll have music videos, Vine, funny little skits that some people be having, or, you know, promoting your product or whatever. Just send it to us, send us the URL. We'll definitely put your video on the website. Also, you can listen to our radio show episodes on our website as well. And we have our 24-hour, 24/7 radio station where we just play straight underground music. Guys definitely can do that as well. We're going to reboot it, and I'm going to start promoting it more, so all artists, you know, we want to hear everybody sound, you know, and we support everybody. So we want y'all to send that music in always. And the best music comes to the radio show. That's how we should do it. You know, we play everybody's song on the radio station, and the best songs come to the radio show. So, you know, if your song came to the radio show, that shit popping. Fuck you, man.
Hell yeah, man. Y'all should like the sound of that. Everybody should like the sound of that. If you're listening, you know what I mean, if you're an artist or you know an artist, you're always singing music or anything that you want to send us, you know, that's, you know, creative in any state. I mean, 856entertainment@gmail.com. Again, that's 856entertainment@gmail.com. Just sing your music in. You know, it could be rap, singing, you know, EDM, shit, rock and roll, send that shit.
Oh, I don't know about rock and roll. Metal. We can play some metal too. Nah, I'm playing. Bro,
that shit.
Whatever that is. That shit is going. That shit was in the 80s though. Metal's going. That was that devil. That was that devil work. You know, they always. They always played like that devil type of music though. But like I said, man, just keep sending that music in. We're supporting. Also, I have a new thing coming out called Q&A interviews. We have a blog out, and our blog consists of, you know, supporting business owners, entrepreneurs, artists, that's either rap, singing. Like I said, any type of music, we want to support you guys, and we want to support everybody that's not getting exposed out here. You know, 856 Entertainment is a media company that exposes underground talent, from a tattoo artist to a hairstylist to a barber to a hoe. To a hustler, you know, we want to support everybody that got something going on for themselves. I might even want to support these escorts out here and have a little session on our website where people want to find an escort, they click on our website and find one. Some back page two type shit, 856 edition.
Oh, shit.
I'm just playing, man. But for real,
free
for
promo, man. This is my boy, I've been, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
My boy going away for a couple of years. I got him, though. I'm going to take that shit right off.
Oh,
he had Machiavelli in that motherfucker.
Nasty than
a motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Nah, no. But for real, we just want to support everybody and hope everybody, you know, want to support us and give us the opportunity to let y'all be the voice of Camden. You know, that's our goal, just in case some of you guys forget that. We got some bomb-ass topics for you guys today. So number one of the topics we got, advantages and disadvantages of being a side dude or a side woman. You know what I mean? I have a lot of advantages of that, but then we have some disadvantages too. Can get killed. That's not why a lot of these niggas out here definitely getting killed out here nowadays, because they wanted to be some side dude and they messed with the wrong motherfucker. So that happens. The next topic we got is taking one for the team. Sure, everybody has done this before. I had experience of the lifetime. I don't even have too much of experience of taking one for the team, because when I'm drunk, my dick is hard with a fat bitch, so it don't even matter. There's no, I'm not really taking one for the team. It's actually like, fuck it, you know what I mean? But also, last topic of the day we got is, what would you do if you caught the person you're dating cheating? You know what I mean? If you caught them face-to-face, hand-to-hand, in her room, or in your room, in your bed, cheating, you know what I mean? So we got some bomb-ass topic. If anybody want to call in at 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. We're about to go on to the next track. My girl Rachel Marie is featuring Eli Way. It's called Just Wanna Love You. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's fucking get it. Here.
Just wanna love you.
Big shout out to Rachel Marie and Eli Way. It was called Just Want to Love You. I like that R&B style, man. Yeah. I think it's real dope. And it's like, it tell you, it's like real soothing. You chilling, laid back. You know what I mean? You're not doing too much at all. Like, that shit really worked, though, right there, man. For real, for real.
about to start singing and shit, man. I really fuck with that joint. I had to really look like, oh shit, who that? But definitely send some more music, especially if that shit hitting like that. Boy, I definitely fuck with that. Me personally, dog, I fuck with R&B more than I fuck with rap.
Me too, bro. I can listen to R&B all night. Like, especially a hard drive.
Yo,
like, a car drive is love,
yo,
R&B,
real
man.
Shit, man. Like, I can listen to R&B all day, man. I know what y'all say, gangster or hardcore niggas that listen to R&B all day, dog. Like, I mean, I'll be around with you and they sing them, like, they sing the songs and shit, I mean, it don't mean nothing if you know R&B, man. Like, all y'all people be like, oh, just turn on that hard shit, like, most of y'all don't even be hard. That's another topic, man, but I love that R&B shit, man. Keep sending that in.
Hell yeah, man. Keep sending that music, man, for real. First topic we're gonna get into today, though, is what would you do if you caught the person you're dating cheating and shit, man? Let's just say you was at work, and shorty's in the crib, laid back. She stay home while you at work. I guess y'all work at different times. And you just walk in one day, you caught him, you know, with this big buffy motherfucker. Any dude, I guess. What would you do? How would you retaliate? Even though we can't really say, oh, I will kill him, because what if, like, our love for this woman is strong, and when that's the first thing you see, you kind of really wouldn't know what to do in that type of situation. Would you whoop his ass? Would you whoop her ass? Or would you kick her out to the curb? Or you try to forgive her? It's like, what would you do in that type of situation? Even though I know sometimes it's like kind of hard to say because we're not in that predicament.
I mean, think about this topic for a little minute, man. Like, since, you know, came up with this shit like this. I don't know, man. Like, I got mixed feelings towards, like, one, it's like a devil and an angel on my shoulder. The devil just, like, I mean, kill everything in the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
But then the angel is just like, okay, take a second, breathe, do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Me personally, I just, even if the crib is in my name, like, I would just, like, leave. Like, I mean, even if the love is deep, I mean, they say love is a two-way street, so if it ain't no love back, then what I'm dishing out, then you feel me? I ain't got no reason to be there type shit, so
right.
Pack my shit and just, you know, a side of me wants to just leave quietly, like, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, that's your bitch now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then the other side of me is just, like, kill everything, man, like, kick his ass, you feel me, then kick her ass, and then leave quietly. I like that better.
So you beat both of them the fuck up.
Back. You know what I mean? I won't just beat her ass. I gotta show you that I'm beating anybody ass.
Oh,
man,
shit.
Woman, child. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can get this work type shit. And just, you know, after that, just leave quietly. Like, you know, pack my shit, slide out. Like, everything is on you. Like, everything is on you now. This is your shit now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ghost. I'm gonna start fresh.
I don't know. I thought about it too. Like, what the hell would I do in this type of situation? Or what would I, like, accomplish, you know, if I catch him? I know I'm very, not emotional, but I have feelings too as a guy. And in that predicament, I will want to fight him. But you really can't be too mad at him, but you can. Because number one, he's fucking at your house. If he had any type of respect or even was smart, he'll have sex at his crib or on a car or something like that. Number two, you caught him red-handed. You know, if somebody's that smart, you really wouldn't catch them. And number three, you know, niggas don't give a fuck. So, I think I'll fight both of them. I'll smack the shit out of her. She going to get smacked. Like, she has to get smacked. But at the same time, I would want to fight him. Now, if he's bigger than me, if he whooped my ass, fuck it then. At least I tried. I'd have got up. You tell me to get out of my house and shit. Or maybe I'll get out my own goddamn house for a little bit, whatever like that. But shit like that happens all the time, though, you know. But what if you caught her, like, on the text message and shit? Not, like, red-handedly, like, to her. But what if you caught her, like, text message-wise?
I mean, it's like, it's what is this? Like, you feel me? Like, what's going on? Like, vice versa. If they caught me, it's like, or who that is, a big
right.
situation. So now it's like, who that? Like, what's going on? Like, let me know. That's just my friend Wayne. You know, like, you feel me? Like, let's meet up with your friend then. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on? But I mean, that's more like some detective shit. Like, you might have to, like, on some text message shit, you might have to, you know, really get in too deep. Like, wait for the bitch to, like, get in the shower and shit, you know, see what's really going on type shit. I really don't know how to go about the whole text message thing because I don't really pay it no mind. Like, when people texting, I really don't give a fuck. I mean, that might be my downfall, but if somebody, I'm not really looking into it like that. You feel me? So I'm not really creepy. I'm not, give me your password to everything. I'm not that type of guy. And maybe that might be my downfall, but
I don't think we need to do that though. I mean, yeah. I want you to have as much space as possible, but I want you to know that you're in a relationship with me. Bitch, I don't need you to be on my phone. I don't want to be in your phone. That's your friends. I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, you gotta be like, all right, now it's 2016. Bitch is cheating. Niggas is cheating. I need to figure out what's going on because I don't want to look like the fool at the end of the day. But like they said, women aren't great cheaters. So even if you've seen the text messages, the shit might say Pizza Hut and saying your pizza is on the way. He could really be, I'm about to bust your ass. You know what I mean? And shit like that. But I don't know. Females can cheat real good and on the low, and you'll never know about it. Some vindictive shit. And she'll tell you once y'all get in an argument. That's why I fucked Timmy. You looking at her like you about
Timmy,
to knock,
Timmy turn.
Yeah, you about to knock her the fuck out. You know what I mean? But like I said, if I ever caught, I never got cheated on. Like, that I know of anyway. You know, have you ever got cheated on? In a way or not?
In a way. Yeah, I mean, the shit is, when you hear about it, it's like, damn, like, what the fuck? But, like you said, man, like, the shit, I don't know, bro. Like, it happened to me, and I give it about, like a week, I'm back. Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. Like, I'm doing what I'm doing. I know I can get back to where, feel me, I once was before I got cheated on. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I was even in a relationship. So it's like, I'm tripping because I really fuck with the person, but it's like, fuck it, let me get back to doing me type shit. So it really don't, it hits you, but it didn't hit me for a long time. Like, I won't stay in a crib and, like, mope for, like, months and shit like that. You know, give me a couple days. I'm bite. What do I say? Bite. I'm bite.
Damn shit. I mean, I don't know. I never had in that situation before, so I really can't tell you like how I felt or anything. But I know it hurts. If you like a girl and she play you out and she never told you, that hurts. So just imagine she fucking some other nigga. You know? But what if she was fucking with another bitch though? Would it be the same type of feeling, or would you let her slide a little bit, or like how would you react to that?
I mean, if the homie can get some, then yeah, I'm all with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what if it's like a manly bitch, like a dyke?
Oh,
type
shit.
You feel me? So now it's like, well, I can't put my hands on that. You feel me? Not as far, like, physically. Like, I can't have a threesome with that. You feel me? So it's just like, damn, like, what the fuck? So in part of your head, like, y'all just lost my bitch to a bitch. Like, that shit is, like, crazy. But in today's generation, that's how it is. Now it's beginning to be normal. Like, oh, what the fuck ever? You feel me? Like, these bitches is gay and then pregnant the next day. So, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's a little vicarious now, I guess.
But, I mean, I look at it the same way, man. I think a woman is even worse at the same time because I can't take that. You know, when a woman cheating on me, it's just like, hey, that's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, if she cheat on me with a dude or a girl, even if I can join in, that means you like her better than me. I might be not doing something that she's doing better than I can. And for a woman to even eat pussy better than me, I look at it as a bad thing. Even though guys are like, well, that's, they're made for that and such like that. But still, man, you know what I mean? But I'm not really, hope I never be in that predicament. I never really mess with bisexual women anywhere or bicarious women. I don't like that. That's confusing me. Bitch, I don't need you to confuse me at all. You mess with a guy, it's the same as if you cheat with me with a woman. To me, it's the same shit. There's no levels to it or nothing. Bitch, you're a cheater. Can't fuck with it. No. But if you want to call in at 714-694-4101. Again, the number is 714-694-4101. About to play on the next track right now, man. My man, the real Mac featuring PNB Rock, called the Cam Newton Remix. You already know, it's 856 Entertainment.
Shit.
Let's fucking get it. Yeah.
She called me Cam Newton cause of the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab. She called me Cam Newton cause the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab. She called me Cam Newton cause the way I do my dab. If I hit your chick, I promise you won't get her back. 30 on the corner, had to watch out for them jacks. 30 in the clip like Stephen Curry in a Mac. Wasn't in the street, but I was right there in the trap. Back then they would take our bikes and we go get them back. My bro told me never let the money change your ass. And I was told don't ever trust a dude who count your cash. I remember back then, way before my songs was dropping. My bro had them rocks way before P&B was popping.
Oh, yeah.
I was told don't ever pull a gun unless you pop it. Don't ever tell on niggas, the cops come, you keep it silent. They say never talk to cops, they names and you don't know them. Say they got evidence, ain't no proof if they don't show. Leave my pinky out, now she call me Cam. Then I hit the folks, I walk off and do my dab. She call me Cam Newton cause of the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab. She called me Cam Newton cause the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, got all this cash, that's why these niggas mad.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about me, you need to chase your ass a bag. Yeah, my bitch so bad, my car is so bad. Smoking all this gas, don't smoke no way. Why tell me why they be hating on me, paying on me? Little do they know I got this Tracy on me. Yeah, that's that dirty, I would do your ass dirty. And I swear you don't know me, I'm from where it's dirty. But them youngins be serving, turn that corner get murdered. To be your phone shit when we pulling up. Find out they don't know what's up. Backwards, I be rolling up. Got a forward lean, I can pull it up. Just so I can be super high. I wanna be up in the sky. Think about all of my guys. Yeah, all of my niggas that die. Yeah, yeah.
She call me Cam Newton cause of the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab. She call me Cam Newton cause the way I do my dab. My pen give it y'all cause that's the way I do my dab.
Yo, shout out to my man, the real Matt. He in the song with P&B Rock. That's moves right there, man.
Hell yeah. All right. Fuck, man. They definitely got him and D-Banks got a show with P&B Rock. Got one of theirs and just in the flyer and shit.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully they rip the stage, man. Hopefully they do their thing, man. Get buzzed up and shit like that. Go a long way with it, man.
Yeah, that candy shit right there. Man. My little niggas doing the big things and shit. But did you see the bull called... Don Bleak, he ripped their poster up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and talking about if you're not with us, if you're not on my team, then you competition. So we're going to rip y'all shit up. And he posted on Facebook. To me, I looked at it like that's the same situation that we was in back in the day where people was ripping and putting that shit on YouTube and shit. You know, I mean, we paid for those flyers. I made the flyer. Like, you know, I put my hard work in it and you just throwing it away on the trash. So I looked at it like that. Like, that's fucked up, bro. Kind of corny, man. I hate shit like that, yo.
Yeah, word. I mean, me too. I look at that as hating shit like that. But I mean, if that's gonna get somebody else buzzed up, like yeah, he hating. I guess you know, get they buzzed up, get more people in love with them because somebody hating on them. I guess it is what it is, man. But like you said, this shit happened to us, and, you know. Shit corner, man. We all from the same hood. Like, we all are on the same team. Me and Camby, you feel me? That's the team. We all supposed to, you know, help each other, you know, get to the top. Like, everybody, I mean, not everybody supposed to, you know, be rapping and shit like that. Like, we need more producers. We need more, like, radio hosts like us. We need more people around, more managers and shit like that. More people to handle the paperwork, you know, book the shows, shit like that, man. But, you know, but rappers, y'all don't really make songs with each other like that, man. Like, y'all just be like, oh, it's me. I'm the best rapper out here. Like, You don't see nobody else. You don't hear nobody else. Everybody else ass. You feel me? If everybody was just to come and just support each other, share each other's shit, like, go like, I mean, that should go a long way, man. Like, look at Atlanta. Like, look at Chicago. Like, you feel me? You don't know, but they all be helping each other out, like, making music together and shit like that, like, making it go far. You got to put your money into the shit, man. Y'all just go in here, make songs, and just be like, I'm going to get hot off this. Like, you got to put your money into the videos. You got to put the money into the shows. Like, get an entourage. Get a whole bunch of people, like, your team to, like, just support you all the way. But with y'all just hating on each other, and it ain't, it's just you on the team, you and your brother, that shit might not go as far as you want it to, man. For real.
Yeah, man, I honestly think, like, ripping up posters and shit, it's kind of corny, but putting on Facebook, exposing that, is cornier. Like, that's some corny-ass shit. And the dude that did it is fucking corn, man. Just for doing that and posting up on Facebook, calling it competition, that's just a spit in the face right there. You don't know who made that flyer. You don't know if he paid for that flyer. And just because you think it's competition, the next person that walked past the flyer can think it's interesting and want to tune in. But you stopped that by ripping the flyer up and throwing it in the trash. Like I said, it was the same situation that we was in. And, bro, shout out to the real Mac, bro. I understand how you feel. Fuck that nigga. Fuck everybody that did that shit because he's a pork-ass, corny-ass nigga. Fuck Don Bleak and fuck what he did, bro. Some corny-ass shit right there. I can't stand shit like that. It really got to me, bro.
Who that?
Exactly. And that's what we're going to start doing, man. Who that type of shit, bro? For real, for real. Damn! Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy as hell. But, man, we about to play the next track. It's on my man Reagan from OD to the South Side. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
OD to the South Side. Shout out Cannon Primo. A million. Big Lou. Main Toast. What up? Get it.
Hey, you don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. You don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. You don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad. You don't really want it with a nigga. Made a couple hundred off the float.
Hey, off the flow, hey,
all them niggas,
flow.
They be grinding for the glow.
Wait for the flow, wait
got the
flow.
Money, spend the money where it go.
Hey, where it go, hey, where
you can't
go.
Take it to the grave when you go.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Got me tripping off the intro.
Hey.
Come up for a good reason.
Yeah.
Got me feeling like so sick.
Yeah.
The super moons in the season.
Yeah.
On the east side like Gotti. Know you rapping that V game. Homies feeling like Ishwell.
Yeah.
Puffing all in that Mary Jane.
Hey.
Southside that we need to. Tell them all that we coming, man.
Yeah.
Niggas claiming they the young king.
What?
Had to switch up the game plan.
What?
I was grinding hard that late night.
Yeah.
Rap never had a tough punch.
No.
Balling out to that double season.
Yeah.
Competition better double up.
Yeah,
the South Side was never friendly. If a nigga acting up, they will meet you where you live. And they say money was a challenge. Made it skip the pennies. Talking them blue faces. Shout out to that nigga Benji. Yeah,
yeah.
Feeling fresh like my nigga fresh.
Like my nigga fresh.
Nigga acting foul, then them young ones gripping them tight. Getting a stretch for a check.
Yeah,
like 100 to be exact. That's a shout out to D Mills and them boys up on Langamass. Cause I made a couple hundred off the float.
Hey, off the flow, hey,
all them niggas, they be grinding for the glow.
Hey, for the glow, hey,
got
for
the money,
glow.
Spend the money where it go.
Hey, where it go, hey, where
you can't
go.
Take it to the grave when you go.
No.
Go. Bad bad nigga bad bad. Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
You don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
You don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
You don't really want it with a nigga from the south side, nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
Bad bad nigga bad bad.
Yeah.
You don't really want it with a nigga. Made a couple hundred off the float.
Hey, off the flow, hey,
all them niggas,
flow.
They be grinding for the glow.
Hey, for the glow, hey,
got
for
the money,
glow.
Spend the money where it go.
Hey, where it go, hey, where
you
it
can't
go.
Take it to the grave when you go.
No.
Go. I'm tripping off the intro.
Yeah.
Every night a nigga slave in.
Yeah.
Heard a nigga out the throwing shots.
What?
Feel like Neo in the Matrix.
What?
Heard a nigga got it out for me.
What?
Heard a nigga shouting out for me.
What?
Felt like Eastside Horns, man. Don't check for me unless you got check for me. Hopped into my new lane.
Yeah.
Kinda feeling like Luke Kane.
Yeah.
Might drop 100 for nothing.
Splash.
Now I'm feeling like Fontaine.
Splash.
Shout to T Porter.
Yeah.
Lamb know the real is back.
Hey.
Feel like Cam Newton.
Dad.
Shout to the real Mac. Hey.
Dad.
Southside, we got it locked.
Yeah.
Music bumping all in the street.
Yeah.
Beats coming like left to right.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to.
Take the beat.
Nigga, I'm never straight. south side, nigga, bad, bad.
Shout out to my man Reagan. It's called OD to the South Side from his mixtape that just came out last week called Summer Is Mine. I like Reagan's new sound, man. I think it's coming along very well. If anybody missed that video, that porno video, I'm just playing music videos called Ball in Love. I think y'all gotta definitely check that out. That shit is popping. Gotta check it out on YouTube, man. It's a lot of ass on there. If you're the type of person that can't be in public to look at shit like that, then I advise you to be in the house so you can look at that video. That shit is aight, though.
Yeah, definitely fuck with him. I like that little flow, man. I fucks with it, man. He definitely got the new sound. That's the new wave. I mean, take it and run with it, man. Hopefully you get heard, you know. Do your show, do your thing. That's what it is, man. I fuck with Reagan, man. He definitely fucks with us, man. He show all supports in his music every time. You know, we're going to fuck with him back.
Yeah, we about to go on to the next topic, though, which is the advantages and disadvantages of being a side person. If anybody want to call in and tell us, you know, they're being a side person, being advantages, disadvantages, call in at 714-694-4101. Again, the number is 714-694-4101. So let's start with the advantages. What's the advantage of being a side nigga? You know, it's a lot of advantages to it. What can one thing I can think about is fucking somebody else's chick, man. It feels awesome doing that. I mean, honestly, I've been a side dude mostly all my life. It feels great, though. It's amazing, you know what I mean? Well, what about you, bro? What's one of your advantages that you have?
I mean, one of the advantages of being a side, you really don't get bothered. Like, you ain't got to spend money on food or nothing like that. You feel me? You ain't really got to do nothing. You just wait for that text. I'm saying that's my advantage.
No arguing. What? She could be mad at you, but take it out on her main nigga and shit. I don't like that right there. You know what I mean? My side nigga acting up. So I'm going to take it out on my main nigga and shit. I like shit like that. I honestly adore it. So that's why I like to be the side dude. Being in the side dude position is great. I'm not going to lie to y'all. What's another advantage though? Oh, having sex with more than one woman. And you could be a side dude to like six different chicks and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think that shit is dope too. You don't got no more other advantages?
I mean, just being out, like, another advantage is like when you see her with her dude in public, and you can just be like, oh, what's up? Like, you feel me? He don't know nothing about it. He's just looking like, oh, that's just one of her friends. Really, you digging her down. So that shit is just wonderful. Like, what's up, girl? You just look, and you look at him like, look, nigga, fucking your bitch. You feel me?
Yeah, man. And then it's crazy because you can know the person, and you can walk past them in the street, and you be like, yeah, that's why I'm fucking your bitch.
Shake your hand and ass.
You be like, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. You do some Tupac shit. But that's really mainly the advantages of, you know what I mean, just mess with somebody else's chick. You don't have to deal with the argument. But one of the disadvantages is definitely feelings getting involved. You can start liking her and she's not going to fuck with you because you were already signed up as a side dude. And usually sometimes when you signed up to be a side dude, you're really not going to bump up to that main dude position. But sometimes that can happen, though. I'm not going to lie. But what's the chances? The reason why you're a side dude is because she don't want to leave her main dude, or she want to be greedy and have sex with two dicks, you know, in the same week or something like that.
If she get pregnant. Dying. Oh,
that's another disadvantage right there. Yeah. Well, that's for her, though. Well, and us too. But for her also, because she don't know who it is, and that's the worst position a woman can be in.
Man, fuck her position. That's your goddamn fault, bitch. Who's is it?
Pull out game. What? Pull out game is to the what?
To the gods.
Fuck,
a lot of people shit ain't to the God.
They weak, man. They don't know how to control themselves. And sometimes, like you said, we talked about this on a couple of shows ago. Have you ever been in something where you was like, yo, I don't know if I should pull out. I don't think I'm about to pull out. Oh, shit, I can't pull out. And then you fuck up, you know. But if you pull out to the God, your already mindset is, I'm pulling out. I don't give a fuck type of shit. You know what I mean? But another disadvantage is you might be getting killed out this motherfucker. We live in Camden, New Jersey. You fuck with one of these nigga girls, you fuck with the right nigga, you getting shot, bro. A lot of these niggas out here are dying because of these bitches out here, man.
I mean, you doing your position wrong. You deserve to die.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you ain't supposed to, your name ain't supposed to be involved in this shit. Like, no, you just fuck them and me going. Like, I ain't got shit. You come over my crib, I ain't going over your crib, none of that. You feel me? When you got time, when you ready, you got free time, fuck you go home. I don't know you after that, bitch. Like, that's it. So, you getting all involved in shit like that, and the main nigga find up and fuck up with some shit like that, and you did your shit wrong, dog. Like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, we definitely don't want no girl to know, I mean, no dude to know that we mess with. I never got caught up. And actually, I did. Some dude hit me up, like, yo, I'm about to come kill you and shit. You know, I live in Philly or whatever. I gave him the address. Well, I didn't give him the address. I told him I live on Tillman Drive in Camden. I didn't really think he was coming to Philly, coming from Philly down to where I'd be at and shit, but he never came. But that's because she left her phone unlocked and he saw her text messages. The bitch could be fucking up. You know, like I said, ladies, if you want to have a side dude, make sure your shit is up to par. Make sure my name is Taco Bell on your phone. You know what I mean? Make sure my name is something else other than DJ. You know, A1. Fuck, you mean?
Save me on the Carmen.
My name is Carmen.
I'm the prank call, bitch. Don't save me on the nothing. I'm going to start talking in Spanish and everything. Bitch, fuck you.
Nah,
talking
man,
about?
You can text me on the daddy and shit.
Man, don't put me on the no shit that's going to make them come for me. Now, fuck that. My name is Carmen, bitch.
Nah, though, for real, though, being a side dude and with experience has been a great, awesome experience that I ever encountered. But honestly, I'd rather be in a relationship, to be honest with you. Fuck the side dude. So you get lonely at times. That's another disadvantage, man. You get lonely, too, at times, man, because at the end of the night, she probably going home to stay with him while you want her up under you or whatever like that. I'm sure some guys are... Knock is looking at me like he never felt that way before in his life. But some guys feel like that, like me. Like I said, I'm a very intimate person. I like to cuddle and shit. So sometimes I will...
Give me this mic.
Oh,
What are you talking about, man?
You can have feelings for her, man. You never had a feeling for a girl that you was excited for?
Fuck no.
Oh,
listen.
Shit.
She is fucking her nigga. And fucking me. If I take her serious and we get together, what makes you think she ain't gonna get another side nigga?
Right.
Fuck her.
That's the truth. But that don't mean we couldn't catch feelings, though. Pussy could be that good. Fuck you mean.
I don't know what this nigga
is. Oh, my God. Cuz. No, honestly,
you can have a main chick and a side chick. So if she cuddle with somebody, you can cuddle with somebody and still be fucking her, man.
That's the truth. But that still don't mean you can't have feeling, you could start catching feelings from your side, bitch. From your main, the bitch. And you the side dude. A side chick is not supposed to catch feelings at all. We all know that position. Can't catch feelings. But sometimes you can't control that. It just happens.
You right, though, because I had
especially if you fucking with her for a long time.
Yeah,
hell no, man.
I had a situation where the girl was like, look, we just fucking. And then one time when, you feel me, she was going home, she was like, I want to be more than that. I'm like, bitch.
That's after you hit that one time?
Nah.
Oh, I was about to say you got that eight double one.
She was like, three times. And she was like, I think we should be. And I did the the Bronny with the Iggy.
Oh, the block.
That shit. Fuck you.
Yeah, we got a caller, though.
This was before that, though.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We got a caller in the building. Hello? Hello? I guess they didn't want to talk or whatever. He's calling and listening. But for real, Sean, the real Max, there ain't no disadvantages to being a side nigga. It is a couple disadvantages.
Thank you, bro.
You can get killed out here, nigga.
I'm doing it wrong.
No, she could be slipping up.
My name Carmen.
It don't matter.
I'm Carmen.
What if she slipped up one night? What if he saw her Facebook messages or something, bro?
And
sometimes it usually don't be us that's slipping up. It could be her. And that's
that
a disadvantage. And that's a disadvantage, though. Come on, man. For real.
Man.
Like I said, it's a few disadvantages of being a side dude. Because if it wasn't no disadvantages, then every nigga in this world would be a side dude and wouldn't want no main chick.
That's not true. Because We can catch feelings, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's a disadvantage.
Y'all catch feelings.
You swear you don't. I can't wait to catch feelings. Fuck you mean.
For a bitch that's regular, I'm not going to fall for somebody that I've been fucking and she got dude.
But, like, I mean, of course you're going to know your position. But, like I said, sometimes the feelings, especially if you've been messing with her for a very long time, can just come up. Like, yo, I'm starting to like you. And then maybe you'll push yourself back and you don't want to be that side dude to her no more. But at the same time, at the end of the day, your feelings still started getting stronger for her, bro. I mean, it may not happen to you yet, or may not never happen to you, but it happened to some of these niggas out here. That's why these niggas is going crazy nowadays. That's why these side niggas is clapping back on these main niggas nowadays, bro. Because they like this chick. They feeling her. That's why some of these side niggas is dying over these bitches. It's a shame. Come on, man. It's a disadvantage of catching feelings for her. Seriously, that's one of the disadvantages. That's why I say there's a few disadvantages out here for that, though. But if you haven't been a side dude before, man, put 100 on our status. Fuck you, man. We all been side niggas before. Don't be fronting, man. There's nothing wrong with it. We love our position. I'm sure y'all love your position. Fuck you, mean, though.
Don't be out here, man, catching Drake feelings, man. Don't put no 100 if your ass caught feelings, man. Get me out here catching feelings and she fucking you and her main nigga. And fuck that.
Sometimes it happens, man. You could meet the right one.
And you can't, don't never be no side nigga. That's not your position if you going to be fucking and falling in love with the bitch who's
that's
fucking
true.
Somebody else.
True.
Like,
yeah,
that's not your position.
Happens,
you gotta quit
man.
That job. They put it in 2 weeks. You gotta slide.
I'm out. I'm not putting no TV 2 weeks in. Fuck 2 weeks. Man. I might fall in love more after 2 weeks. What you mean, man? Like I said, bro, like, sometimes you be in that position, you decide, dude, and after a while, you're like, yo, I want more. Especially if you start spending the night with her or cuddling with her or you start taking her out or whatever the case may be. Because some side dudes do that. Some side dudes do that. Just because you don't do it, don't mean some other dudes don't do it.
Yo, y'all side niggas is out here tripping. I don't want to be no side nigga no more, y'all. I don't. Y'all niggas is out here taking these bitches on dates and all that.
So some side niggas be doing, bro.
Y'all see why y'all dying. Y'all dumb as fuck.
Yeah. If you a side nigga, the only thing is you smashing and you going home. No staying the night, no spending any time with her, nothing. I'll make her say fuck her boyfriend.
Because
it feels good when she say that shit. Fuck you mean.
Fuck.
Nah, for real, I had a little shorty do that before, man. It feels good. I felt good.
Okay.
I felt like a beast and shit. My little flat ass bird chest came out that day. Fuck you mean, though. We better play the last song of the day, man. It's called, my man B More featuring Laylo is called Going. Shout out to View Music.
Uh-huh.
We already fuck with y'all. B More say he got some new tracks coming in soon. Definitely send that music, bro. You already know we gonna spin that shit. Let's get it.
They can't shoot me down. Little nigga, I be gone.
You really get the copy?
And y'all can't stop me now.
I'm gone. Up and coming, forever running. I can't stop for nothing, haters in the air, like a breeze or something. Racist faces, eyes boiling with hatred, trying to hold me down with anklets. They can't tie me down, I have no laces. This is not up for debating, y'all started war, well this retaliation, annihilation, leave you sick to your stomach. I know it's hard to even taste it, but I gotta go hard. Can't leave my family in disgrace, my mind's broken, place and tired of walking down these pavements. Fuck my place. Got me hunting for the money, and you know that I'm gone, 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 and you know that I'm gone.
Hitting the block with the cops gone, with the pot, and you know how to go. Running the race with no shoes on, and my socks niggas know how that go. Hitting your bitch with her heels on in my spot, and you know how that go. And you know how that go. And you know how that go. Man, I'm so gone like Daytona. Racing for Sprite, got a dirty soda. Cops for me over, trying to make a quota. But it's a double cup, not an Arizona. Eyes low, but not Asian. Got my hoodie on like Trayvon. Death near, fear the Raven. Boy, I'm killing this shit like Jason. X said I'm up next, tell him God bless. Cause I'm a bird to you niggas. Kinda pray for a nigga. I go divergent with you niggas. I'm determined for the different. Let's say, a nigga's on a mission. Talking about 20s and 50s and 100s. I'm ballin' like devil. I play for the nuggets. My flow is so clever. I know that y'all love it. I'm ballin' with money like shit. Fuck a budget. Dog is coming right back. Hitting the block and I'm wearing all black. Head on the sewer, boy, I never let. Running for me and my gun to go clack. Do 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 do. Everybody get back. And the nigga can't miss like I was aiming that shank in the gun. And you know that I'm gone. 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 Bang. And you know that I'm gone. And you know that I'm gone. And you know that I'm gone. Bang. You know that I'm gone. And you know that I'm gone. And you know that I'm gone. And you know that I'm gone.
That was my boy right there, B More, featuring Laylo, called Gone. Like I said, B More got some more tracks coming in. You already know that shit is gonna be popping. We got the last topic of the night. Not really necessarily more of a topic, but I mean, every guy, every woman has taken one for the team. I'm sure everybody got some type of experience where they took one for the team, or whatever. But I don't know. Like in my situations, I call it taking one for the team. But usually when that happens, I'm usually drunk, and if she's ugly, I think she's attractive because my shit is already hard, and she probably know how to suck a mean one right there. That shit would definitely be dope. But everybody took one for the team before. I know I have. I had a fun experience, fat bitch. You know what I mean? You definitely know how to use her throat and her tonsils like a motherfucker, man. So my taking one for the team experience was dope, man. I can't even lie right there.
My taking one for the team, my shit was ass. I don't know what the fuck. That was, but I mean, what did I have two? I'm gonna just go with that one. I can only remember one, but that shit was ass in them motherfuckers. I mean, she was like Biggie Smalls, you feel me? Fat, black, and ugly as
Zuffa. She probably could use that time for
I mean, we ain't do shit, you feel me?
You couldn't get brick.
And niggas know me, soon as a bitch say she with it, my shit hard in the motherfucker. So you know, if in a situation like that, it didn't, you know it's something wrong. I mean, that was my only take one for the team. I normally go after myself. I don't really do the, like, the take one for the team. I got a friend, or my friend got a friend, or some. I don't do that shit, you feel me? But when I did that, it was like, oh, we ain't doing that. Hell no. And I tried too though, but it shit just didn't work.
Nah. I don't know. Any of y'all took one for the team? Matt.
I'm running interference.
You don't take one for the team?
Like, nah.
Yeah, a few. I'm sure somebody had type of few. Sean, you never had took one for the team?
Never really did it, but
I mean, we know.
I got friends to take one for the team.
Yeah, girls be having some ugly ass friends. And at the same time, you always got that one guy in the group that will fuck it. Not anything. You know what I mean? At the same time.
Explain anything, not anything.
He would mess with the ugliest chick in the group if his homies had the other ones and shit. So with, like, for instance, his homie called him up, like, yo, bro, I need you to take one for the team and shit. He'd be like, well, how ugly is this bitch? Is she a house? Is she a stick? What is she? You know what I mean? She got ugly face. She got a big booty. Like, you know what I mean? What's the description?
Scenario.
And then, is she fucking? That's the main part. Because I do not want to waste my time with a bitch I'm not attracted to. And she's not pulling down her pants or getting down on her knees and suck this dick. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. But,
yo, Duff, the ugliest bitches hold the best conversations, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
taking one for the team will always be you gotta go and fuck them. Okay, if we go to somebody's
right.
crib,
yeah, good guy.
You can, fuck you.
but
you know what I'm saying? You can go upstairs, and I can just be down here talking to the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, like, we never had taken one for the team situation. We did.
I'm about to tell you a goddamn lie. That story was us.
We did.
It was? It's a goddamn lie. That's a
okay,
nigga,
okay.
Don't act like that, motherfucker.
I was in the woods that night, wasn't I? Yeah, I remember that.
Crazy,
I was in the woods
man.
With my little shorty. He was in a car, my little red car.
Was
I was in the woods with
him.
My boy
was right there getting motherfucking amped in his
yeah.
butt.
I heard a werewolf. I still was busting it. I ain't give a fuck.
You mean.
And what was it? Sickleville got some big ass woods though, man. But nah, for real. You took one twice.
Hmm.
It was a few times, but she I don't think she was trying to smash. She wasn't with it. Remember she was playing
mm-hmm.
around out Gloucester City and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I want to hit that.
Who?
Who that?
Yo, man, for real though, like, honestly, I don't know, man, that shit is kind of just hilarious, like, that shit is funny as hell. Everybody, like I said, everybody has taken one for the team. If you want to tell us your story, it may be a little too late, but definitely call in at 714-694-4101, again, 714-694-4101, let us know if you ever took one for the team before and tell us your story. Like I said, our website is popping. Go to www.856ant.com. We support everybody. You can send your mixtape music videos. If you want your song played on the radio, you got to go through our website now and shoot us that email stating that you want the mixtape to be, well, your tracks to be played on our radio station, on our radio show. Like we said, everybody gets played on our radio station, but our radio show, we need the best of the best, you know. But right now, I'm actually about to do our shout outs of the day. What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. I'm asking about to get into the shout out. Shit about to be popping, though. I'm not going to hold you. I'm about to let Matt come in there and, you know what I mean? I'm about to do my shout outs, bro.
Shout out, bro.
So, first things first, Talia Hernandez. Why aren't you my friend? Please get your Puerto Rican ass over here. Add me as a friend.
Would you
Ramsey, shout out to my boy, God.
Yo, he went crazy.
When you got that hit coming out, shout out to my man Chris Miles, bro. Thank you for support. Always been my man since Northside days. Shout out to this sexy ass shorty, Margie Kemp. You look good as hell, pregnant, but once you drop the load, holla at me. Donovan Team Promo Jenkins. Yo, go ahead, her as a friend, but she's sexy as fuck.
She is. I got her as a friend, too.
Shout out to my boy,
I do,
Joe.
Too.
Yo,
oh, you do?
Fuck it. Shout out to my man, Jolo X. Dope. Joey, man, I see you doing your big thing, bro. Keep doing it, man. And I mean, keep showing these beats to these artists out here. Shout out to my boy, Eric Escobar. Don't know you, but thank you for the support right there. Shout out to Ashley Draper. Thank you for tuning in. You know, I always need the lights right there. Shout out to Nina Rivera, cute ass. Fuck that boyfriend you got going on. Holla at your light skinned nigga with the pretty hair. Shout out to Clemzy Brown. You cute as hell. You need to holla at my inbox. Shout out to Toya Lopers. You seem cool as hell. You gotta holla at me sometime. Shout out to Pretty Side. What's up, Siani? I miss you. Hope we can link up sometimes these days. Please do not do that, please. Shout out to Jamil Duet. Thank you for liking the stats and support, bro. If you're a rapper, send that music. I know you're a rapper, so keep sending that music. Lori, I'm trying to holla at you, so you need to be in that inbox ASAP. Fucking me. And shout out to my people, my boo. Nah, me, Destiny, her name Jacqueline, on Facebook. Shout out to you, thanks for the love and support. You already know 856 Entertainment, man. You got any shout outs?
Shout out to the whole 856, man. You already know. So it's my boy Don, Justine, and Ashley, man. Let's get it.
Let's go. We out, Chad. Tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. We out.
Mm-hmm.